Why are we on such a downward spiral? We're living in the richest, most privileged time in human history, yet we're increasingly seeing life get shorter and more unfair for many people. Even as we're hurtling forward with technology, with better communications and connections across the planet, we're seemingly taking big steps backwards on the metrics that you'd think would matter the most. Why? This is not yet because of war or natural disaster. It's the result of the business as usual mindset. I think our problems arise because we're running a 21st century world with a set of 19th century institutions and rules. We've been rolling along without updating the software our system operates on, and so many foundational assumptions and policies are now completely outdated and out of sync with the way the world works today. There are alternatives to the status quo already in motion, but in the noise of our information overloaded lives, we're missing out on hearing about and learning from the people who are proving that another future is possible. Here's the good news. Because humans created these problems, we can also fix them. The even better news is a lot of this work has begun. There are movements, organizations, and individuals in every corner of the world who are modeling alternatives to the extractive and exploitative mindset that got us here. And for the first time in history, they can connect with each other to support and amplify their efforts. In Glimpses of Utopia, you'll meet some of them and hear their stories and how their efforts and ideas are shaping a better future for us all. The innovators you'll meet in this book are many and various. They're teachers and designers, technologists and researchers, artists and activists, policymakers and politicians. You'll learn about the approaches that unite these diverse catalysts for change, and most importantly, find out how you can be a part of the solutions too. It's true that we're living through dark times, but that's not the whole story. I want you to feel as hopeful as I do that a better world is within reach. But it's going to take some work from all of us, as both citizens and advocates, to bring it into being. The challenge that climate change presents is the undercurrent of Glimpses of Utopia, alongside a focus on the inequality that's tearing us apart. And we need all the scientific and environmental genius in the world focused on preserving our planet. But, as you've probably noticed, science and technology won't do the job on their own. We've got plenty of smart tech out in the world, but without the policy changes to fund or enable them, these things stay in the realm of the prototype or the luxury accessory. There's also some exciting big picture thinking on the economic models we could shift to, from degrowth, which is an alternative to endless economic growth, to the donut economics model, setting planetary and social boundaries for the economy. Brilliant models and cutting edge science are important, but they'll stay on the margins until we can transform our social institutions, the way we make decisions, set priorities, and debate what we value as a society. It's not just about having better models or even compelling examples of alternatives. We also have to have space to talk to each other about them. Our societal conversation, the discourse or public sphere, is so important because it's the space within which we can contest ideas like these, put forward competing visions, and weigh up what matters. It's the place, whether metaphorical or literal, where we can make sense of the world and talk about the future we want. That space is becoming more splintered and polarized as many people no longer trust the news media or experts, making it harder for a fact-based and thoughtful debate to take place. You've probably noticed a growing number of conspiracy theories bubbling up as people try to articulate what's wrong with a system that's not working for many in society. Rather than mock individual theories, let's try to connect with that underlying, well-founded disillusionment with the status quo. The challenge right now is to pull back and describe the bigger picture that leads to this feeling of exclusion and distrust. To me, it seems essential that more of us make the connection between what can seem like abstract or distant policy decisions and their impacts on our lives. Imagine what could be achieved if most of us could see that there are real alternatives and better stories out there, and that there's a future that includes us all. The most exciting innovation right now would be to upgrade our policies, processes, and public sphere to serve a 21st century operating system. More of us have more to gain or lose than ever before.